There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach. Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm Asa Andrew, your health and lifestyle coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We can always send me an email. It's a new prescription for a new you. America, what are you struggling with? We want to talk about it. Whatever it is, great or small, know this. We're here to help. That's what this show is all about. To take you from where you are right now in your current state of health to where you need to be. You know, the body can change, but nothing is going to change until you change, until you change your mindset about health, until you make some radical changes in the way that you live, in the way that you choose to eat and exercise, all our different lifestyle factors, our lifestyle choices that we can make every single day. No one can change that but you. I mean, no doctor can change that for you. Only you can. And doctors can give you wisdom, and people in your life can give you wisdom, and they can give you direction and the tools. But in the end, you have to be the one to change. And I'll tell you this, radical changes do give radical results. You see it every single day. You see it in healthcare, and you see it in people's lives. And so I want to encourage you, if you're struggling, if you're kind of on the fence tonight, and you're thinking, I don't know, I'm thinking about losing 10 pounds. It seems like it might be kind of difficult. And you don't have a roadmap. You don't have a game plan. And you need one, or you want some direction for one. You want to talk about these sorts of things. Give me a call, 888-283-7272. We're here for information, empower you to live a better lifestyle. Let's kick it off and go with Tim. Hi, Tim.
Hey, Doc.
Good to talk with you.
I'm sorry?
It says, good to talk with you, Tim. How can I help?
Yeah, Doc. A couple days ago, you know how everybody once in a while, they might injure a hamstring or something like that and get, like, water on the knee? That was my case, but I brought it down. They told me take Motrin for it, and it will bring the swelling down, which it did. But after the swelling went away, my calf was kind of weak. Would you be able to maybe give me a better understanding? It's better now, but I'm just trying to get maybe a little bit of an understanding of what was going on, and also maybe something I could do, some foods I could eat, nutritious foods that would help me to lose weight, because I really want to get that down.
All right, well, let's talk about the knee for just a second. Tell me exactly what happened as far as why it was hurting. Give me the exact details of how that happened.
I overworked the hamstring in the back of my leg, and it was aching, and the result of that
was... You overworked it with weights or by running, or exactly how did you overwork it?
Going up a set of stairs, I think it was.
Okay. All right. And are you athletic? Do you play sports? I mean, I know you need to lose weight, but are you active or not really?
I'm trying to be active. I'm not nearly as active as I should be. I've been a truck driver since 1993, and since that time, I put on about 75 pounds, because basically what a truck driver does is drive, eat, and sleep, and there's really a whole lot of physical things that we do except operate the pedals and turn the steering wheel and go back to open up the doors to a trailer.
So you need to lose about you still need to lose about 70 pounds right now, right?
Yes, I'd like to shoot for that, about 70, 75.
Okay. You pull a hamstring, it's going to take some time to heal. There's really nothing that you could have done for it except not go up the steps. But if you're 75 pounds overweight, you're carrying that extra weight. And when you're carrying the extra weight like that, it's, you know, anything can happen. And sedentary lifestyle, they've even said that's one of the greatest detriments to our health. And with areas like, with issues like you have as far as pulling that hamstring, it's just time's going to have to heal that. The activity is going to be your greatest tool, and that's going to be your greatest tool to lose weight, but it's going to be your best tool for overall health. Because you're in a place right now where if that's your career and that's what you do and you want to lose the weight, you've got to come up with some radical changes. Eating's primary, because even being on the road, sitting is a bad deal, all right, for a long period of time. 8 hours a day, maybe you take a break at 4 hours. I don't know how you do it, but that right there is tough on the body. So your eating is going to have to be very planned out. I would pack foods. I don't know how your schedule is, whether you're home or not, and how long you're home, but maybe, you know, pack the foods in advance, cook the foods in advance. Maybe all day on Sunday you cook the food for the week, chicken breast and vegetables and whatnot, put them in big containers that you can carry with you in the truck. Because the more you're going to go and just simply eat out or eat at truck stops or eat what you can, I mean, a restaurant here and there is not a big deal, because you can eat healthy at a restaurant. You can't eat organic and you can't eat perfect, but you can make some pretty good choices. But at the end of the day, as far as eating goes, my book, Empowering Your Health, is really going to be a good roadmap. And matter of fact, it'd be a great book to keep with you in the truck, because it has all of the different foods. It has all of the non-inflammatory foods, equal amounts of lean proteins, low glycemic carbohydrates, and then healthy fats. So it's got all three in there. That'll be great, a good roadmap, and it'll give you a guide to follow. So as far as eating goes, that's really important. Drinking plenty of water, I know that's probably not optimum, but at the end of the day, you've got to hydrate yourself. And so my mantra is half your body weight in ounces of non-chlorinated water daily, non-tap water. Because you want to stay away from the fluoride. The fluoride is unbelievable what it does in the body and what it can do to the brain. So you want to steer clear of fluoride in the water, also the chlorine. The chlorine is very dramatic on how toxic it is to the body as well when you ingest it over long periods of time. So the non-chlorinated water, best way to go. Distilled is a great way to go. Smart water is one that you can find in most of the gas stations now that is... it's supposed to be distilled. Is it? There's no obvious test behind it, but that's what they claim. So you do the best you can when you're on the road. I would be a big fan of going ahead and packing all of big, you know, jugs of distilled water with you, so you'd already have that and you wouldn't have to worry about it. All right. So food's very important. Your exercise is important too. Now, if you're driving all day, one of the big things I kind of promote with guys that and gals that drive all the time, they're always on the road, is frequent stops, because circulation is important, but also your activity is important. So if you could go about maybe every 3 hours and do a little 15-minute routine that you do in the parking lot, whether it's with little exercise bands, you carry weights with you, you go and walk for 15 minutes. You know, Walmart's really great for opening up the parking lots to truckers and allowing you guys to park on the far side of it. So having that routine and doing it about three times a day really makes a difference, because you got to think about it. The average person, when they're hopefully at work, unless they have a desk job, they're still walking around a decent amount of time a day, at least 45 minutes a day. When you're driving in a truck, you're stuck. I mean, you're sitting there. Like you said, your activity is pushing the pedals and turning the steering wheel, and that's not going to do anything for your overall health and longevity. And so you want to thrive. You don't want to be stuck in that body 75 pounds overweight and watch things deteriorate, and they will deteriorate. So it really comes down to making some radical changes. Your diet's important. Activity is important. And it's about getting creative with that activity. And maybe the days that you're home, if you're home 2 days a week, that's when you go to a gym and get some good weight training. In. I've got examples of how to do that all in my book, Empowering Your Health, and you can get it at empoweringyourhealth.com. Let's talk soon and keep me posted.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993 today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? Tired of taking endless medications and feeling like you need to take control of your health? Many times, what we need is a better lifestyle. Our daily lifestyle will determine the kind of health we will ultimately have. The physicians and health specialists at the Center for Lifestyle Medicine, located in Atlanta, Georgia, can help you get back on track with your health and wellness goals. We help you understand your body and how to overcome tough health challenges like poor fat metabolism, digestive issues, body aches and pains, unwanted weight gain, low energy, and decreased cardiovascular and physical performance. Our team of lifestyle specialists can help you find the right health and nutritional plan, what natural foods and supplements are right for you, and learn specifically what your body needs to thrive and be vibrant and healthy. Call today for a free consultation with one of our lifestyle physician team specialists in Atlanta, Georgia at 888-200-1252. That's 888-200-1252. Visit us online at mylifestyleclinic.com.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Call now, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. And get help online at oncallradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. This is the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Sign up for our weekly email newsletter. It's like a little internet mag or a web magazine. It's really great. I want to encourage you to do that. Brand new, just came out. And, of course, we protect all your information. Got deals of the week, we've got quotes of the week, we've got recipes, we've got experts that come on and give their opinions about things. So really great. It's a lifestyle newsletter. And also, don't forget Facebook and Twitter, both as well. Your diet affects markers of Alzheimer's disease, and we talk a lot about diet. I talk a lot about food here on the show. I really believe food is our best medicine in so many ways, because what we put inside of our body becomes our body. And from every kind of health challenge, from diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia, even Alzheimer's and all the different brain chemistry related issues, there's being more studies done now about how food can affect these conditions. And it's interesting because in the basis of lifestyle healthcare, lifestyle medicine, and our lifestyle choices that we make every single day, making good ones rather than making ones that we don't know about because we're just moving along, doing everything we know how to do in life. Making really good lifestyle choices makes a huge difference, and our diet is a key. The foods that we eat make a difference. So there's an article that came out, though, that talked a lot about Alzheimer's disease and certain foods and how they affect the different aspects of Alzheimer's. So they're saying that a diet low in saturated fat and rich in carbohydrates that steady blood sugar and insulin can benefit the change levels of the substances in the body associated with the development of Alzheimer's disease. A new study shows, and such diets may also improve some measures of memory. That is true. Diet can have a significant impact, they say, on the pathological markers of Alzheimer's disease. And Suzanne Kraft, a PhD and associate director of the Geriatric Research and Clinical Education Center at the VA hospital in Seattle, said, "I think we're starting to see an epidemiologic study in connection between diet and brain aging." Well, you think? I mean, I don't want to be, we've known that for a long time. I'm just glad they're doing studies about it. But I think our study is the first that's really shown in an experimental fashion. I'll agree with that. That by creating a very carefully controlled diet, you can show these very significant effects. And I just want to say that not only with Alzheimer's are they doing studies right now, they're doing this with everything. We've known that with heart disease. We've seen it some with cancer. But they're starting to do it on all the different diseases now and what the impact is on our diet versus the disease process. And it's going to be really great to see. I think in the next 5 years, we're going to be, everything that we're talking about here on the show is not going to be seem new. It's going to seem very normal and something that's talked about all over the place. I hope so. That is my hope for that to be the case. So she's saying if further research bears the findings, then experts say the study may point a way that people can reduce the risk of developing dementia, which erodes thinking and memory and alters behavior. And the study compared the effects of two different eating patterns on the biomarkers in the spinal fluid of healthy older adults and those who had memory loss consistent with early Alzheimer's. Half the study participants ate foods high in saturated fat, like red meat and butter, with high glycemic carbohydrates like French fries and sugar-sweetened sodas. The other half ate a low-fat diet that also had plenty of low glycemic carbohydrates, like fruits and vegetables. And the glycemic index measures how quickly, as we know this, I talk about this a lot, but I'll go through it again. The glycemic index measures how quickly carbohydrates raises blood sugar. So foods that score over 50 can cause rapid spikes in blood sugar, and there are said to be higher glycemic index foods, and foods that rank under 50 allow blood sugar to rise more gradually and not as quickly. And so, of course, it's not going to affect you as much. So the healthy people who ate high-fat, higher glycemic index foods for 1 month saw an increase in spinal level fluid of beta amyloid. It's a fibrous protein that clogs the brains of people who have Alzheimer's disease. Now, eating a low-fat, low-glycemic diet, on the other hand, lowered the levels of beta amyloid in healthy adults and improved the other markers of inflammation and damage in both groups. So it really doesn't take a lot. When you're looking at overall brain chemistry, when you're looking at how the body functions, when you're looking at making better choices, it really comes down to some simple principles. You know, obviously eat low inflammatory foods, eat low glycemic carbohydrates, keep a diet high in protein, moderate, 33% at least, in the lower saturated fat variety, chicken, fish, beef, eggs, all of those. And then, of course, keep your fats to about 25 to 30% of the diet. Healthy fats, the omega-3s. So almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados, fish oils, the whole nine yards. If you keep those at a good level, you're going to balance out everything. You'll balance out your insulin levels, which, of course, as high as blood sugar rises, that can be a real challenge. So it makes a big difference. And in this study, with what they're talking about with Alzheimer's, that is a major, major debilitating condition that so many people are struggling with now. We're seeing a rise in it. I think we're seeing a rise in it more than ever because our diet has become so poor in the United States. That's my personal opinion from all the research that I've read and the things that I've seen in clinical practice. So just want to encourage you, pay attention to what you eat. It really does matter. And if you're 50 and you're looking into your 70s and 80s and you don't want to end up dealing with what grandpa or grandma dealt with, you can make a change now. Just because you're 50 or 60 or 70 doesn't mean that you're stuck, and it doesn't mean that genetics are the only thing that holds the cards. Remember, 80% of health challenges that we face today are diet and lifestyle related. It means that somehow, some way, we've lifestyled our way in. But the good news is that if you learn and you educate yourself and you get good quality information and you understand the right application, you can truly make differences in your life, and you can lifestyle your way out of many, many challenging situations with your health. Sometimes it may not be perfect, but you can get better than where you are now. You can go to that next level. And a lot of people, they get diagnosed with something, and they feel like they're stuck. They feel like the chains are around their neck. They feel like they can't go anywhere, that there's no hope, that they've lost everything, and they'll never be able to get their health back, their energy back, their mind back, whatever it might be. I'm here to tell you that that's not always the case, and that in the middle of whatever health care you're in, and whomever is your provider, the one thing that you don't want to lose in the middle of a diagnosis of any kind is hope. Because hope is some of the best medicine that anyone could ever have. So don't lose it. Keep it. Hold on to it. Find doctors that will give that to you in the middle of your challenging situations. We'll be right back.
We've always heard that we are what we eat. Well, physicians everywhere tell you that diet is the first step toward a healthy heart. Step One Foods is a new system that mixes scientifically proven nutrients with the foods that you love, like pancakes, dark chocolate bars, and smoothies. The Step One program allows you to replace two meals or snacks that you normally eat and then enjoy nutritious foods the rest of the day, including lean proteins, fresh fruits and vegetables, and whole grains. Many people have found Step One Foods to be a solution for statin drugs or side effects of many medications. Every serving of Step One is scientifically based and has all the critical building blocks of heart health. With no added sugars, preservatives, colors, or fillers, Step One Foods is trusted by physicians. Visit StepOneFoods.com, that's StepOneFoods.com, or call 866-543-4273, that's 866-543-4273.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but
you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, paired with healthy heart choices, is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Part of the show. Call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. And get healthy online at oncallradio.com.
Lines are open. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the best in healthy talk radio, the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Let's go to Clyde now. Hi, Clyde.
Hey, Dr. Asa. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure, buddy. What's going on?
Well, my question is regarding cholesterol number. I went back last September without any medication. My cholesterol was 157, 64 years old, and I had a heart attack and four stents. Now I'm taking lots of medication, and my cholesterol number is now down to 81. and I didn't know if there was such a thing as too low a cholesterol or not, and if so, what does that, how does that affect you?
So your total cholesterol is down to 80, or your bad cholesterol is down to 80?
My total is 81. It's 38 and 28.
My goodness. I mean, but your
40,
total number was
40,
your total number was 151, and you had a heart attack and four stents, right?
Yes, sir.
Yes, I mean, there could have been a variety of factors of why you had the heart attack, and it just, there's a lot of reasons of why that could have happened. You know, obviously one of the factors is cholesterol that they have to keep an eye on, but a cholesterol at 150 typically doesn't deem somebody of having a heart attack. But, of course, I'm not saying that's not possible, but that's pretty amazing. So did they say the artery, how blocked were the arteries when they got in there, did they say?
Yeah, two of them were just about totally blocked, and then I had two more. Was actually had a, you know, that was the heart attack at the time, and I was close enough to the right place to get it corrected pretty quickly, and around the right people that were able to get me there quickly. So I had not, you know, minimal heart damage, but now we're trying to figure out what to do to keep from having another one, and I'm taking, of course, Effient and Metoprolol and Bistolic and Crestor. Yeah, not strict, but you lay off the cheeseburgers type.
Right. More common sense than anything. I think that these are just my thoughts. Okay, my thoughts to you are: if you're looking for prevention, exercise is really important. We know that that's a gold standard. So, I mean, you know, post heart attack of any kind, provided your cardiologist is okay with everything. I mean, 4 to 5 days a week, 30 minutes a day, nothing wrong with that. I'd at least be out walking, doing something, getting my body moving every day, no matter what. And your diet is a key, too. My book, Empowering Your Health, has an anti-inflammatory diet. So it's not just don't eat the cheeseburgers. It's way more than that. And actually, lean red meat is actually good for you. It's just a real fatty, saturated, loaded with saturated fat red meat that's not. But the grass-fed red meat that's organic and hormone-free and all of that is actually really good. So you might want to show the diet to your cardiologist, make sure they're okay with it. I mean, I just don't want to go against anything that they've advised for you. I'm just not good with that. So the other thing, too, is making sure that everything's balanced. You do need healthy fats in your diet, so don't get in your mind that fats are going to clog your arteries up again. It's the healthy fats that are actually will keep your arteries healthy. And so the omega-3 fatty acids, that's been proven, tons of research on that. So cod liver oil or some good omega-3 fish oil, there's something that I would encourage you, I mean, do some research on that, because, you know, if they put you on fish oil gel caps or something, I would maybe talk about moving to a liquid. Liquid's a little bit better, I think, is more concentrated. And, you know, a tablespoon of that would take like 15 gel caps. So just those kind of things are good for heart health. If you're taking statin drugs, it's been shown in research that CoQ10 is really important, because a statin drug will lower CoQ10 in the body. So just, you know, understanding that, do some research on it. And again, that's one of those things to look into, because you don't need to take a bunch of supplements. You need to get blood work done, and that's just my opinion, with your physician, and have them look at all nutritional aspects of your body right now so you can come up with a good game plan, so you're not just winging it. I'm a big fan of blood work, huge. And matter of fact, I don't think anyone should get on a big new supplement or dietary regimen unless it had a pretty extensive amount of blood work done. Now, they've done a lot of blood work for you based around your heart. But I would encourage them to look at everything. Hormones, I would have them look at, you know, they probably already looked at your thyroid, but I would have them look at iron levels, B12 levels, B6 levels. I would have them look at everything, especially all the B vitamins, because the B vitamins are the multivitamins of the heart. So having them look at all that is really important, I think, in getting a good evaluation from that perspective, so you can move forward in a strong preventative approach, and you can feel empowered that you're really taking responsibility every day for your health. But your diet is key. I'm telling you, that's going to be one of your best weapons. Supplementation, foundational four, you'll read about that in my book. That's just kind of the four basic things that people need in their diet if they don't already, you know, if they're not taking anything, no supplements. These are the things that we don't get in our food supply on a regular basis. Things like cod liver oil, like a good whole food multivitamin. This isn't rocket science. Digestive enzymes. These are a couple of things that people don't really think about. Digestive enzymes, because we don't have a lot of enzymes in our food. So our body has a hard time breaking down a lot of the things that we eat because our soil is very depleted. And so our vegetables and our foods, the way we cook our foods, we just don't have a lot of enzymes. So our body has a hard time breaking our food down. And you may only utilize, only absorb and digest and assimilate maybe 15% of what you eat every single day. But if you take digestive enzymes with your meals, you can actually absorb, digest, and assimilate like 80%. So it makes a big difference. So you want to maximize the things you're putting in your body so your body can use them to make those good new healthy cells. And then probiotics are really good too for just general health. And the reason is because we've taken antibiotics for so long, antibiotics rid the body of bacteria completely in the gut. But the probiotics will ensure that you keep the good level bacteria in the digestive tract and where it can be functional. And your body can, you know, obviously have a stronger immune system. Your elimination can be better. Blah, blah, blah. So those are a couple things that can be helpful, I think, to you. Some good information. And obviously, your cardiologist needs to be the ringleader for the whole deal. But it's good to seek out other information because, you know, there's only so much they're going to tell you. And, you know, that's the one thing that I would definitely do is I would get the information and make sure that, you know, that everybody's good. But you have to be good with it. And I'll tell you, exercise is the hardest one for people to tackle. It's the one where people struggle with it, have a hard time with it. Have you done any exercise on a regular basis in the last 6 months?
Not really.
You need to lose any weight?
No, my weight stayed the same. I'm not really, you know, 6 foot 200.
Yeah, right. Okay, all right. So it's just a matter of getting out and getting the heart pumping, get the cardiovascular system, you know, getting the heart rate up. That's really what it's about. And it's just making yourself do it. Let's talk about this for a second. If you had to pick an exercise, what would it be? What's the one thing you would say, I could enjoy doing that? What would it be?
Well, it's probably going to be walking. Actually, 10 days before the heart attack, I had a ruptured disc, so I'm just now getting to where I can walk and exercise. But that is probably going to be what I'm going to do.
Okay, so my encouragement to you is just get out and make it happen. Even if it hurts a little bit or, you know, bothers the back, get some really good shoes, obviously. And I'll tell you, if you can walk in the grass or if you have some land you can walk on or a track, maybe at a high school where it's got the asphalt in it, the special asphalt's a little bit softer, that's going to be easier on your back and your spine and your joints as you walk. So be strategic on how you walk, but as long as you get out and do it, wear a watch and keep a good pace. Really push yourself. Don't lollygag. Really get your hind end moving, as we say. And it'll make a big difference. And it'll make a big difference in your heart health. It'll make a big difference in the way you feel, in your energy levels, and all of that. So my book really will help as far as giving you a roadmap of some different things. But some of the things we talked about, I think, will be helpful to you as well. Hope you'll look them up and do some research on them, okay? Thanks so much for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. This is the show where your health is your greatest wealth. So many people struggling with so many different health challenges. It's amazing. John in Brunswick, Georgia says, I've turned 41. I've never really gone to the doctor a lot in my life. Shame on you, John. Go to the doctor. Important. Every 6 months, get your blood work done after the age of 40. Don't miss it because the blood changes every 90 to 120 days. Too many things can happen in a year. Okay, I'm off my soapbox. So he says, I recently went to the doctor. I'm so proud of you. The blood work showed that I have slightly elevated PSA. I'm not really sure what this means. What should I do? Well, if they didn't tell you to do anything, then you've got to roll with what they said. But I will tell you this. Elevated PSA means your prostate is slightly being affected. Now, the prostate-specific antigen test is what this is. So the PSA blood test. PSA blood test is a gold standard for assessing the prostate. Now, they're coming out and saying that it's not that reliable. There's some studies that are coming out now that they're saying, well, they're creating a new test and one that might be a little bit more reliable for the prostate. But right now, it is what it is. It's what we have. And so the PSA test, here's the gold standard. Let's say you never want it to be above 4.0, okay? So you never want the PSA blood test to be above 4. If it is, people start thinking cancer. Just telling you, it is what it is. Now, if it doubles in a year, then they're concerned as well. So it could be 2, and then the next year go to 4, and then everybody's alarmed, and they're going to do a little bit more testing. So you never want the prostate, the PSA blood test, to double. So guys, after the age of 40, get your prostate checked. Get it checked by blood work, and get it checked rectally, which is not a lot of fun, I'm telling you, but it is what it is. Stay on top of it because it really can save your life. It's the deal. I mean, prostate cancer is to us guys as breast cancer is to women. So just keep in mind to stay on top of your checks and having your doctor go in there and making sure everything's all right, getting the blood test done, because it will make a big difference. Now, some natural things for prostate we'll get into when we come out of this break.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Hi, this is America's Health Coach. By now, you've heard the benefits of American Pharmacy. They custom formulate your own medications based on your own individual needs and ship them right to your door. But what do their customers say? Here's Richard, a big fan of the natural compounding cream they customized for him at American Pharmacy.
I've got bad rheumatoid arthritis. After I got it and I tried it, this is the best stuff I've ever seen. I stopped hurting. All my pain was gone. I stopped hurting from the moment I put it on. It was like a miracle. I just never thought anything could be that good. It really surprised me.
Let the experts at American Pharmacy customize your own medications just for you with unbeatable prices. Just like Richard, call 877-734-0695. That's 877-734-0695. All insurance is accepted, including Medicare and Medicaid. Find American Pharmacy online at AmericanPharmacyCompany.com. That's AmericanPharmacyCompany.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
So you've been listening to pharmacist Ben and Dr. Wallet for a long time now, and you're wondering if Youngevity really works. Hi, my name is Adam. I'm an employee at GCN, and I've been using Youngevity products for over 2 years now. Call me today to hear my story at 612-695-5982. You too can lose weight, experience increased energy, and feel better about yourself and the future of your family. Call today, 612-695-5982. That's 612-695-5982.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
The show online on callradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the best in healthy talk radio, the show where your health is your greatest wealth. If you're struggling with your health, you can call in right now, 888-283-7272. I was talking about John, answering his email. He was talking about prostate issues and some of the PSA blood tests and how important it is for men to have this done on a regular basis, yearly at least, after the age of 40. Also, the digital rectal exam, just because prostate health is so critical and so important, and we're seeing it on the rise as being something that's challenging to men right now more than ever. So, a couple things that you can do to really, really make a difference in this. One is for the prostate, keep it healthy. Avocados, great research on avocados. Avocados, I always say an avocado a day keeps prostate issues away. And there's a lot of truth to that because the avocado contains beta-sitosterol, which is a component in it that's very prevalent, and it's been known to support healthy prostate function. The other components that you can look at. Saw palmetto has really good research behind it. Zinc is a top mineral that we have to have as men, but it utilizes for testosterone, and it can help with not utilizing the body for DHT. Dihydrotestosterone is one of the main byproducts of testosterone that causes the prostate to swell. And so we also know nettle root can be very helpful for that as well. So if you're looking at overall prostate health, there are a lot of good healthy options out there just for general prevention, things that you can do that wouldn't interfere with medication technically, and that, you know, that you can get them at your local health food store and your grocery store, and it's good for prostate health. So it's about blocking the DHT. It's about seeing your doctor and getting the test done regularly, and it's about putting the right stuff in so your body can function and thrive more than just barely survive. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out. Let's go now to Frank. Hi, Frank.
Hey, Dr. Asa. How are you?
Living well, man. What's up?
Hey, God bless America, you and your family, and Patrick, your screener.
Back at you, man. Talk to me.
I'm a veteran, and I cannot tell you about how wonderfully professional, courteous, concerned, caring, loving people at the Veterans Administration Hospital.
I agree.
Okay, and whoever doesn't think that way, well, I don't agree with them. All right, well, for about the last 6 months, I've had severe cramping. And what I did to address it is drink a lot more water, eat properly, which is the key to everything. Eat properly. But I started taking potassium gluconate, and I've been told since many women were given calcium while they were having babies, that calcium, let me just ask you this, is calcium and potassium together, or one or the other better for severe cramping, or, you know, I eat a healthy diet, so of the two supplements, what should I take, or should I continue to take both of them?
It just depends. When are you getting the severe cramping? Is it happening at night when you go to sleep?
No, all day long, and my fingers, and I have to actually hold on to something and pry my fingers and toes and legs and arms apart. And as a matter of fact, this brings up to me the guys that were in the Bataan Death March, they weren't given water. So one of them had a cramp, so they just shot him. So, you know, we're in a blessed country, but I just need to know how to get in control of my cramps.
All right. Well, a couple things. Now, it is usually mineral deficiency that causes that. And rather than just maybe taking potassium or magnesium or calcium by itself, it's usually good if somebody's dealing with cramps that the suggested item to use is more of a multi-mineral, which would have a little bit of everything in it. And then also a big key for this too, don't forget, calcium, magnesium, potassium are the minerals, but they're the puppets. I want you to think about it like that. But the puppet master is vitamin D. So vitamin D is the regulator over all the different minerals as far as the absorption. It helps in the absorption in the body. So even if you have enough of the minerals, sometimes people can struggle with cramping if they don't have enough vitamin D. And that's a great blood test to have done there at the VA, and they'll definitely run it for you if you just go in and ask one of the family docs or even the ER docs. They'll be glad to run it for you, no doubt about it. VA is great about something like that. And you tell them what's going on. You tell them you've got the cramping happening, and they'll be glad to do it. It's a simple test. Now, let me ask you just briefly, with the cramping and whatnot, are you taking a lot of medications right now?
I am, but this cramping started before I started to go to the VA. I get plenty of sunlight with like 50 and 30 sunblock. But, you know, I understand vitamin D is useless without sunlight.
Right. It's important to get your blood test done because so many people, even construction workers that work outside all day long, still have low vitamin D levels. So it's, even the sunlight, as beneficial as it is, because we don't get enough of it cumulatively, a lot of times it can cause those D levels to be low. So something you might want to think about, getting that blood test done, looking at a multi-mineral, plenty of fruits and vegetables, at least 3 full servings a day of green leafy vegetables can be very beneficial because they contain a ton of B vitamins, and they also contain quite a bit of minerals as well. So just something to think about, but I would definitely look into that vitamin D test. I think it would be a real clue with what's going on as far as it goes, and making sure that the medicine is not interfering with it and causing any of that as well. Of course, keep your water to half your body weight now. Ounces of pure non-chlorinated water daily. That's always important. That's the recommended amount, provided you don't have any kidney issues. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, John Garrison, Leslie Pardue, and the rest of the team. I'm Asa Andrew, your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on the show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical condition.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? Tired of taking endless medications and feeling like you need to take control of your health? Many times, what we need is a better lifestyle. Our daily lifestyle will determine the kind of health we will ultimately have. The physicians and health specialists at the Center for Lifestyle Medicine, located in Atlanta, Georgia, can help you get back on track with your health and wellness goals. We help you understand your body and how to overcome tough health challenges like poor fat metabolism, digestive issues, body aches and pains, unwanted weight gain, low energy, and decreased cardiovascular and physical performance. Our team of lifestyle specialists can help you find the right health and nutritional plan, what natural foods and supplements are right for you, and learn specifically what your body needs to thrive and be vibrant and healthy. Call today for a free consultation with one of our lifestyle physician team specialists in Atlanta, Georgia at 888-200-1252. That's 888-200-1252. Visit us online at mylifestyleclinic.com.